Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? We're here with another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones, and today I want to talk to you in numbers. And you know, math, if you've been following us for some time, math was never, ever, ever my strong subject. Therefore, what am I going to do? I'm going to break it down in numbers because we're going to try something different. Today, I want to talk about the power of two. And I specifically want to hone in on the power of two, because oftentimes I think it can be so easy. Let's go transparent Tuesday right here. Let's go straight transparency right here. I think it can be so easy to think that we can get so far operating in our solo mindset. Sometimes we're solopreneurs. Sometimes we feel that we have to be independent. Sometimes we feel that we get to where we desire to get to in our life by operating solely for one reason, solely for one purpose, solely solo. And the reason I'm really inspired by this topic is because I had the opportunity to go to the Toby Nwigwe concert this past weekend, and he shut down the door. Okay, the name of the venue that he performed at was called The Door. If you have not checked out Toby Nwigwe, check him out. Earlier this year, he was grinding it out, doing Get Twisted Sundays, always being consistent with his freestyles that he dropped every Sunday. Every Sunday, rain, sleet, snow, shine. Every Sunday, he dropped a verse, and it was entitled Get Twisted Sundays. And now, from the Get Twisted Sundays I originally started to follow, now you've seen him on Sway in the Morning. Now you've seen him on BET with The Cypher. Now you've seen him do the Gatorade commercial. And these things all, it seemed to happen to take off when he got with the right woman. Those of you out there who think you can get to where you want to get to by yourself, you will be able to obtain a certain level and sustain a certain level of success. However, the power of two, the power of numbers, there's strength in numbers. Together we stand, divided we fall. And I say that because Toby and now Fat is the name that his wife goes by, because Toby Calls Me Fat is her Instagram handle. But now they've been joining forces, and it's so beautiful to watch purpose being activated. It's so unique to see a purpose pursuit in watching them both. Watch Toby go out and rap, and then watch him bring out his wife because they performed on their anniversary night. Watching him bring her out 4 and 5 times to have her dance while he's doing the songs. And then she begins to rap on the song, and then he would begin to rap, and they would chime together. And it was beautiful. They were literally making music together. And you can tell they both were genuinely enjoying it. They were genuinely going back and forth. They were genuinely laughing. They were kissing. Like, they just, it was great to just see love in action on stage. Because a lot of times I think that we can get so caught up, once again, doing things the way that we want to do things. And we can get caught up, you know, just always focusing on wanting to do what we want to do, but never stopping and realizing that we might be tapped out where we are. It might be time to bring on a business partner. It might be time to reach out to somebody and see how we can add value to them, and see how we can help them, and see how we can work with them. Because friends, at the end of the day, you can only get so far going by yourself. I believe the ancient Chinese proverb is, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, then go with a friend or go with somebody else. There comes a time where we have to get out of our own way. Stop being so focused on me, 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 me. And take that M, flip it upside down, and turn the me to we. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's really about. It's not about getting all that you can get, but it's about creating opportunity for others to get where they desire to get. creating opportunities for people to share in the impact, to align our purposes together, and focus on leaving a legacy. Focus on moving forward the kingdom. If you're a believer, I'm not sure if I've said this on the podcast, but what this is episode 120 something, but I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I'm a believer in the Holy Trinity, the Holy Ghost, God, the Father. And understanding that my life's purpose is to help further the kingdom of God, because I believe each and every one of us has a particular gift, a unique gift, unique to each and every one of us. And understanding that we each and we all have a gift, I believe that utilizing that gift is to show others how to emphasize their gift, how to illuminate their gift, how to go farther with that gift, to serve others, to share, to encourage, to support others. So today, I want you just to begin to reflect on that. Think about that. The power of two. The power of two. That's just it. So I want you to begin to think, who is somebody that you might be able to bring on? Who is somebody that you know you would add value to them and they would add value to you? It'd be a mutually beneficial relationship or partnership. Just begin to think about that. It might not be time for you to add on somebody else. It might not. But for those of you, it might. You might have a significant other, a young lady, a boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever that might be, fiance, whatever that might be. And you all might be preparing to take next steps, but you all want to keep completely separate lives. Maybe you need to let that individual in on some of what you all are doing, or some of what you're focusing on doing, because you might have some ideas that genuinely mesh together. You might be helping each other. Or you might realize, say, well, you know, you'll be over here and I'll be over here, and then we'll meet together in the middle later. But you never know if you don't take the time to have those conversations. So, friends, once again, we want to say thank you for all the support that you all have showed this year. You all have showed up and showed out in our first year of the podcast. Man, grateful for the reviews, grateful for the DMs, grateful for you all sharing topics, suggesting topics, so that we can hash those out for you. But ultimately, this podcast is your podcast. The Speak Your Success is all about the successors. It's not about Jonathan Jones. That's why we changed the name from it being the Jonathan Jones Speaks podcast to the Speak Your Success podcast, because it's not about me. I'm here to share a message. I'm here to provide information. I'm here to give tangible strategies. But outside of that, then you do the work in your own life for the success that you desire to have. Friends, if you haven't left a review, we would encourage you to go on Apple, click that purple podcast button, type in Speak Your Success, scroll down to the bottom, and then click write a review. We would encourage you to leave a helpful review, because this way you help us to continue to expand the reach, continue to share the message further, and then continue to be able to collaborate with you, partner with you, and add value to you and what you're doing. Or if you'd like to stay connected and live tweet us, go to Twitter, use the hashtag SYSP to let us know you're listening. Or you can feel free to mention me on Twitter at Jonathan J Speaks. And friends, as always, like we always do, we always close it out like this. And this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you this holiday season to speak your success, to believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?